Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide. It's noon Eastern here on Monday, September 27, 2021, on the Jim Masters Show Live Entertainment Lifestyle Talk Show Series. A pleasure to have you here. And we are also excited to welcome Carrie Shilcutt of Focus for Fulfillment, located in Little Rock, Arkansas, USA. He's the founder of the company, where he champions his clients to discover and connect with their true purpose and values to maximize their personal and professional potential. He loves to see people really connecting with who they are, what they stand for, and to find fulfillment in their lives. He says your core values come from within. Once you're connected to your values, the possibilities are endless. Prior to launching Focus for Fulfillment, Carrie served over 30 years as an officer and leader in the Arkansas Army National Guard. It's while serving with the National Guard that he discovered the Coactive Training Institute and went on to become a credentialed coach with the International Coaching Federation, ICF. And what began as an interest in better communication and mentorship and counseling with his military organization soon became a passion for helping others through coaching. As Carrie branched out, he was able to help people transform in areas where they felt stuck. People are naturally powerful and incredible and resourceful, Carrie says. What he wants to do and wants for them is for them to be able to find more fulfillment in the areas of their life where they are unfulfilled. You've got to find out who you are or recognize who you are, what your values are, and what your priorities are. And for the future, Carrie says he's looking for people who are ready for transformation, ready for more fulfillment, and willing to do the hard work to get there. My special guest for the next 30 minutes live here on Close Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio, is Carrie Shilcutt of Focus for Fulfillment. Let's welcome him live and direct from Little Rock, Arkansas. Good morning. Good to have you with us, Carrie. Thanks for being with us, and we love having you here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. Very glad to be here. And, yes, I am here in Arkansas enjoying this somewhat fall-like weather. So it's a great day and a Monday, the beginning of the week. So great to be with you.
I like your enthusiasm, and I like your passion already. What early on inspired you to do this kind of work, Carrie? Obviously, you know, you were introduced to this work, but it's something within you. It's in your DNA to want to coach people and mentor them and help them see the light within themselves that often sometimes self-limiting beliefs and, you know, self-worth issues and a lot of different things that either are coming at us from the outside world or we're just creating ourselves, limit us from moving forward. And you've recognized that capability to coach and help people. Tell us about those early inspirations on your life's journey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. So I have to take you back to when I was working on my master's degree in organizational communication, and a friend of mine in the class was working with Coactive Coaching, which is now the Coactive Leadership Institute, and she was becoming a coach. So she needed someone to practice with. We did some practicing. I was the client. She was the coach. I really enjoyed it. And then years later, I found myself as the Joint Chief of Staff for the Arkansas Army National Guard. And we were talking about how do we get our leaders to connect more with their subordinates? How do we get that engagement going? Well, in the Army, we talk about training, we talk about mentoring, and we talk about coaching. So we know about training because that's what the Army does. We train on everything. Mentorship was this natural relationship that took place between people, and so that was happening, but we couldn't really put our finger on coaching. What did that mean? What did that look like? So I called Beth, and she recommended I go to the Coactive Fundamentals course. And I'm telling you, it was only a three-day workshop. but it changed my perspective. It changed the way that I looked at leadership. It changed the way that I looked at working with other people. And so when I came back, I started using the skills and the abilities that I had with my subordinates. I saw an instant connection and a deeper relationship, if you will, with those people. So at that point, I knew I was hooked, and I was going to go through the rest of the training on my own, and that's what I did to become a credentialed coach and to be able to work with people, you know, from that unique perspective.
That's important, right? And that is a unique perspective.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love the idea of co-active coaching. Let's break that out. Maybe you can define that for us, Carrie. What is co-active coaching?
You bet. So co-acting coaching or life coaching is about discovery. It's about awareness. It's about choice. And ultimately, it's about empowering people to find their own answers. And coaching is different from what some people sometimes get it confused with, and that is counseling or therapy, which focuses on helping someone recover from a physical or mental challenge. For example, if you have a traumatic event happen in your life, you may go to counseling or therapy to help you overcome that challenge and to get back on track. Coaching is totally different. It's about taking someone who is naturally talented, naturally creative, resourceful, and then challenging them to go after what they truly want in life. So when you coach somebody along the way, I get an opportunity to guide powerful conversations with my clients. I provide accountability, encouragement, support, and it's a unique relationship that enables them to make life-changing choices that ultimately brings them more fulfillment in life. We all know we want certain things out of life, but there are certain things that limit us and keep us from going after what we want. So when you get a coach, just like on a sports team, a coach will take that athlete to the next level. A life coach will take us in the game of life, which is much more important, to that next level as well. So it's a big difference than therapy or counseling, and it takes somebody who is naturally resourceful and whole and helping them move to the next level in their life.
That's important. Yeah. Moving to the next level is really what it's all about.
Yep.
You fell in love with co-active coaching, as you say. What are some of the things that you're sharing some of it now, but maybe there's some other things that really resonated with you about this particular style and method of coaching?
Yeah, so the depth of the relationship is really what it was about for me. And I have to be honest with you and tell you, I was very focused, ambitious, and driven in my Army career, which is not a bad thing if it's kept in check. However, after I went through my training, I realized I'd missed the opportunity to connect with people individually. And suddenly, I had this ability to connect with people I had known for years, but I was able to do it on a deeper level. So, for example, the people who worked for me, when we had our hour-long meeting every month, I would spend only 15 minutes talking projects and talking tasks, and then I would spend 45 minutes coaching them if they agreed to do that. And almost everybody who worked for me agreed to, and they really enjoyed the process. So, and I realized through that there was this deepness in the relationship immediately. And the things we were talking about and the things I was coaching them on didn't have a lot to do with work. It had to do with life. It had to do with a relationship that they were challenged in. It had to do with a goal for a healthier lifestyle, for example. It had a personal project that they'd been wanting to work on, but they hadn't. And so that relationship was much deeper, and I got to know them on a much deeper level because I saw how they were going about their life and going after the things in their life. So it really changed the entire way that I lead, not only myself, but how I lead others in life.
Right, exactly. It's become much more of a focus for fulfillment, which plays off the name so beautifully. Let's talk about your mission, what it is, and what are your values, Carrie?
So as I look at it, and the way that I see a mission and values, it's really about who you are, and it's about what you stand for. And coaching is all about speaking the truth with your client with respect, compassion, and empathy. So my mission statement is all about the truth. So my mission statement is I am a champion for the truth, ready, willing, and able to help it rock your world. Now, I know that sounds like a bumper sticker statement, so let me explain it just a little bit more. So I say I'm a champion for the truth, and there are two truths that I believe in. One is my Christian faith tells me that there is a God. And so that is truth for me. The second part of that is that he made each individual person unique, special, talented, resourceful, so that they can do whatever it is they want to do in their life. And people are incredible. And they forget that sometimes, how talented and how incredible they are. So I want that truth, their truth, to ring through. And I want them to be able to be focused on that. So when I say I'm ready, willing, and able to help it rock your world, when people really connect with their mission and they really connect with their values, it does rock their world. And they sit back and they have new perspectives. They discover new ways of thinking. And then they're able to go after what they want. So that's my mission statement. And I am a champion for the truth. I firmly believe that. And I do that with respect, compassion, and empathy.
Respect, compassion, and empathy. Three huge things. Absolutely. Very important. Yeah.
Yeah, and different words from an Army leader sometimes, but they are very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not living from your core values, then you're not aware when you're drifting away from them, right?
That's right. That's correct. Yeah, so my values, very simple words, they are big love, truth, focus, and fun. And I know those are simple words, but they are my core values, and they are what I base my decisions off of. They are what I base my life off of. So, for example, big love. What am I talking about there? Well, for me, as I worked with a coach and I explored that, that meant for me that I approach everything from a perspective of love first, not the harshness or the ambition that I had earlier in my career. So that is my value. And when I'm dealing with a situation, I have to stop sometimes and think back to that and remind myself, this is the way I choose to approach life. So all of us get in these points of friction where for whatever reason we feel like something's off. You know, it's where, you know, the hackles on the back of your neck go up and or you start getting angry in the middle of a meeting and you can't really put your finger on why. Why is this happening? Why am I reacting this way? Chances are it's because someone is rubbing up against one of your values and they're not fulfilling one of your values. So in those situations, if I know what my values are, I can quickly assess, and then I can say, you know, this isn't that big of a deal. They may have different values than me. I got that. Maybe I can deal with it later, but for right now, I want to get back on track. So it helps me stay grounded, and it helps me with my decision-making so that I'm focused on my priorities and what I was placed on this earth to do.
Exactly right. Yeah, and that's what it's all about, you know. Faith makes things clear, too. You mentioned that a little bit. It makes you realize the solutions are simple. Doing it with love in your heart for strangers is the hard part.
It is.
But it doesn't have to be,
a challenge
right?
for each. Yeah, it is a challenge for each and every one of us to keep a focus on that because there are things that we have in our life that we want, and those things – sometimes we assert more powerfully for than being more cooperative and focused on others. So my faith tells me that my focus is one on my God and second on people. And that helps as well to ground me to know that that's what's most important in life. And that's what makes coaching so great because you are focused on other people. You're focused on them moving forward and you're focused on their agenda.
Exactly right, and that's the key. I mentioned, you know, focus for fulfillment, and we were chatting about that before live on the air. I love the name. Those words obviously resonate with you. Tell us about the desire to name the practice focus for fulfillment.
Well, we all have a specific focus, and sometimes we can get things can get out of focus. When they're out of focus, we're not doing things in alignment with our mission, our values, and our priorities. So a part of coaching is called focus coaching, and that is where we focus on fundamentals, and we help to connect people to those different aspects of our being. So that was the first part of what I wanted in my practice and what I want as a coach. And then coaching is really about fulfillment. It's looking at an area of our life and deciding, you know what, I want more out of this. I want a healthier lifestyle. I want a better relationship with this individual. I want a better work opportunity. I want to transition from one job to the next. Whatever that is, we're all going for more fulfillment in our specific life. So it made sense as you put those together, I want to focus in on my priorities so then I can move forward and have fulfillment. So that was the idea behind focus for fulfillment. And once again, life can get out of focus at times, but you know, working as a coach, I have the unique opportunity to have this relationship with somebody where we can get them back focused, and then we can ultimately get them transformation, which gives fulfillment in their lives.
It's part of all part of that transformation, right? The transformation is
right.
Really paramount to all of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so little steps along the way, as we go after low-hanging fruit, if you will, with some accountability put in place for the client, they move forward, and ultimately they will transform areas of their life.
Do you ever find people resistant to it because they don't like change? They're very, you know, one track as far as thinking, just change. They're afraid of change. They're in this sort of just, you know, leave it alone, don't touch it, or stiff upper lip, I can handle it. One of the greatest things you can do is reach out for help, because investing in yourself is one of the greatest investments you can ever make in life. But do you ever have folks where the idea of transforming or changing anything for them is a little scary for them?
Absolutely. It does come down to that. There are people who, for whatever reason, are not looking to change things. And let's be honest, life can be tough. Well, we can take some hard hits along the way, and we can lose our way. We can lose a feeling of who we are. Maybe we're living our life for somebody else, so we're trying to meet expectations, but there's this longing in our heart that we're not fulfilling. And we're resistant to move or change, maybe because we haven't gotten the right encouragement, or we haven't really dug deep and done that discovery. So all of that comes into bearing. And to be honest, coaching is not for everyone. Some people are just not in a place in their life where they're ready to move forward and to go after what they want. And that's okay. We all have seasons in our life. But for those who are looking to challenge themselves, those who want to go to the next level, a coach, just like I said before, with an athlete, they will take that person with their natural skills and abilities and then be able to work them towards those goals and objectives that they want to accomplish for their life.
And that's what's important, right? Exactly. The goals,
yeah,
the objectives, and looking to accomplish. Resolve, commitment, capability, possibilities. You know, I'm sure you've spent a long time thinking about those four words, and you've chosen them purposely. Maybe share with our audience an opportunity to go through all four of them, starting maybe with resolve.
Oh, absolutely. And so those are the four principles of my coaching. And as we start anything in life, we begin with that idea of resolve. You know, it equates to being all in on whatever you decide to do. And we've all seen, whether it's in a great Western or watching it, or we've played a game of cards, and you see somebody with their pile of chips, they look around and they say, you know what, they push those chips out in the middle and they say, I'm all in. I am all in. And it's a vow that we make to ourselves. It's a promise to yourself that no matter what happens, this is what I am doing. So it's different than a determination or a decision, because we do that all the time. We will sit there and say, you know, I want to get in better shape, but then we don't really put it into action. So resolve, once again, that's that promise to ourselves. That's thinking, no matter what happens, I am going to commit myself to this and I am going to do this. And that's the beginning of transformation. You have to decide, this is where I am. I have to see the promised land, for example, of where I want to be. Look at the gap and then resolve yourself to changing the way that you're approaching things or doing things and then moving forward with that all-in approach. You know, all the chips are in. I don't care what happens. I'm doing this. So that's the first step in coaching. That's resolve. Then the next step is commitment. So commitment is turning good intentions into great achievement. That's where we do the necessary work. And for some, this is the beginning of the journey where we explore who we are, once again, who we are and what we stand for. We figure out our mission and our values. And that's being true to ourselves, our own talents, our own dreams. And it's a principle of honoring our God-given potential. After that, we've unleashed our passion, we've unleashed our creativity, and we get the capability. And that is the key to transformation. That's the process, clearing away the blinders, being able to see things with new insights, and then having new perspectives and ways of thinking. And then finally, possibilities. Well, that's about getting rid of the negativity and moving forward with a positive attitude. And I know that sounds cliche, but let's be honest. Negative thinking creates limitations. Positive thinking inspires possibilities. Once we know who we are, what we stand for, we've made a decision to move forward, now we're able to take the hard hits and we're able to move forward. So possibilities are all about picking ourselves back up when we have a setback and still going after what we want in life. So those are my four principles. They are a way that I can guide a client towards finding out who they are, finding out their capabilities, and then putting some accountability and encouragement in place and moving them forward in their life.
Yeah, that's so well thought out and laid out, and every single one of those are so important to really achieving that transformation, that transition, and focusing on fulfillment, resolve, commitment, capability, possibilities. It's really a testament to how important it also is, Carrie, to have dialogue, right? You have to have a dialogue. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, people don't have the dialogue. They just stay stuck and they stay, you know, quiet. But speaking out and really sharing and connecting and having this dialogue is important.
Oh, it is. And it is a unique relationship that if we're lucky in life, we've had someone invested in us and they've actually coached us. And so we can see some of those principles in that relationship. But a lot of people don't have that in their life. And so for a coach, we have an opportunity to have this special relationship with a client and to be able to have a dialogue that's all about them. And then we question them with powerful questions. That's one of the attributes of a coach. We use good listening skills. We're completely focused on them, and we work together as equals to move them forward to get more out of life. And so the agenda is theirs. The goals are theirs. The objectives are theirs. But the coach has the ability to keep them on track. So if they have some type of a false narrative going through their mind that's going to limit them, a coach has the ability, and I ask all of my clients to give me the opportunity to challenge them and actually intrude and tell them when I don't think that's really true. I can see that false narrative coming into their language and as they talk. And, you know, we all have these little gremlins in our life that come up and bite at us, and they really limit us from going after what we want in life. So a coach has this opportunity to have a unique relationship where we're working on the client's agenda. We have the ability to encourage them, which, let's be honest, some people don't have encouragement that much in their life. We get to champion them. We put accountability in place to move them forward. And then we intrude, and we have the ability to call them on some of those false narratives so that they can truly see how awesome and unique they are.
like that. And that's the thing, really truly seeing how awesome one is, because oftentimes they don't see that themselves, and you help guide them to that point. Tell us about maybe one of the clients you've worked with who stands out for you, Carrie, as a success story.
So I've got several that I think about as I'm encouraged in doing this work. But I do remember one that felt like they were adrift in life, and they just quite couldn't figure out what to do next. They'd taken a couple of hard hits in their career. They were trying to move forward and to do something productive at great heart, but they couldn't quite figure out how to do that. So through that process, we talked about jobs. We talked about other things. And then through the coaching relationship, they were able to challenge their own assumptions, come up with their own mission, their values, and then they were able to go out there and look for the job that they really wanted, one that really resonated with them and one that fed their soul. And so they were able to leave one job, which they had felt like, hey, I've reached the end of this and I've met all my goals. But then they found a more rewarding opportunity out there. And then through the work that we did, they were able to reconnect with who they are. And then they went out there and they got that job. And it's so much fun now when we have an opportunity to catch up that they're loving what they're doing. And it connects with their heart and their soul. So that's one example of a success story. There are others that did that same thing where they reconnected in relationships with people, and they actually were able to get healthy again with the people that they love. And then others that just made radical changes in their life over time that allow them to be healthier, allow them to be happier, and it really gave them more fulfillment. Those are just some of the things that I think of when I think of success for my clients. And that's really what it's about for a coach. We want success for others, not for ourselves. So our entire opportunity is to focus on them and to help them move forward.
That's right. Yes. And you do it so well and so effectively, and it's all part of maintenance too. There's, you know, you bring your car in for tune-ups, and you know, you go and get health checks. But when it comes to this kind of work, it's very important to have regular maintenance and tune-ups and to stay connected with it all. And for people that are listening that are really fascinated by this conversation and they want to learn more, because Carrie, you know, really champions his clients to discover and connect with their true purpose and values so they can maximize their personal and professional potential. It works for personal and professional. You can go to the website www.focus, that's F-O-C-U-S, and then the number 4, the number 4, and then the word fulfillment, and then .com. Focus4fulfillment.com to connect with Carrie Shillicutt. He is our very special guest today, and again, he has an illustrious background sharing, you know, his talent and his wisdom and his expertise with everybody in an empathetic approach, which I think is very effective and long-lasting. And, Carrie, thanks for joining us on the show. This went by in a New York minute. I hope we have a chance to explore and share some more down the line. And we also thank you for your service as well. I mean, 30 years
as
officer and leader, you know, in the Arkansas National Guard and more, we really appreciate that. So, you're living your life in service to others and always have, and it's really appreciated, and we hope we get a chance to chat some more on the show. And thanks for spending time with us today. It was a real pleasure.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. You know, coaching is about taking someone where they are and then moving them forward to the future, and that's what I love to do. So thank you very much for letting me talk about that and share that message. It's an important one.
You're very welcome, and I wish you continued blessings in your life, and keep moving forward, because you're making positive change for the better in the lives of others, and I know it comes back at you tenfold. Very special guest, Carrie Shillicutt of Focus for Fulfillment, and we thank you for joining us as well, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back momentarily with another guest of note right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. Take care and be well.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.